This is Capital Insider, an insider's guide to Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, the Office of Management and Enterprise Services has released its fiscal year-end summary, and turns out the state did better than expected.
That's correct. Back in February, Office of Management and Enterprise Services Director Preston Dorflinger indicated to the State Board of Equalization that revenue probably would not meet the state appropriated budget level, and therefore he ordered across the board budget cuts of nearly $35 million. When they reconciled books for the fiscal year, however, what we saw was that revenue did not reach the full level, what's called the 100% level, but it did exceed the 95% level. So state appropriations were met. Additionally, that means that that money which was cut from state agencies will now be refunded to them.
Oklahoma collected, though, 3.4% less money than projected for the just completed fiscal year.
That's correct. When you look across the various revenue sources, you see ups and downs. Individual income tax collections were not as high as they have been in some years past. Sales tax collections were down a bit. And this seems to reflect the problems which we have seen throughout the economy, which have begun to turn around. As State Treasurer Ken Miller noted a couple of weeks ago, total state revenue collections, of which the General Revenue Fund is only a part of, have been up 5 of the last 6 months. But that took place at a time when energy prices, both oil and natural gas, were up a bit more than they are now. Those prices have dropped back down.
DHS is one of the agencies that will be getting some money back, but DHS cuts were at the heart of a recent controversy. Speaker McCall, Charles McCall, and House Majority Leader Mike Sanders questioned why DHS was cutting services while they were also getting an increase in appropriation.
Yes, DHS funding has been sort of on a roller coaster the last year or so when you look at it. If you look on paper, appropriations for fiscal year 18 are $50 million more than they were for fiscal year 2017. But that really doesn't tell the whole story. Because what happened for fiscal year 2017 is that the Department of Human Services was only funded for 10 months. So you're comparing a 12-month budget to a 10-month budget. Late in the legislative session, lawmakers provided additional money to the Department of Human Services for the FY17 year so they could make those last 2 months. When you consider that appropriation, they only received about $16 million more. The department says they needed about $30 million more in order to meet all of their obligations, which they simply didn't get.
And there was disagreement internally within the House of Representatives leadership about that DHS cut.
We saw House Speaker Charles McCall and Representative Mike Sanders criticize the department, saying that a couple of things. One, that they did not communicate this need to the legislature, and also that they could probably absorb this financial hardship if they simply balanced their budget better, and they wouldn't have to cut nearly $30 million of programs that directly affect individuals across the state of Oklahoma.
Also, Charles McCall, the Speaker of the House, has replaced Leslie Osborne as the House Appropriations and Budget Chair. Are the two connected?
If you ask Charles McCall's office, they will tell you no. But what happened was, the day after Representative Leslie Osborne commented on the Department of Human Services appropriation, noting that they had seen budget cuts of $175 million over the last few years and that really they needed more money, we then saw House Speaker McCall step forward and remove her from her position on the House Appropriations and Budget Committee. Like I said, his office denies that it had anything to do with the Department of Human Services dust-up. But given the timing, one can only assume that it had to be those comments, perhaps tied to others that she made throughout the legislative session and since lawmakers adjourned, about the need to approach the budget differently and to generate additional revenue, in other words, increased taxes, that put her at odds with House leadership. Representative Osborne said that it was totally the Speaker's right to replace her. She said she plans to continue the discussion about the budget and the need to bring in additional revenues so that agencies like the Department of Human Services don't have to face budget cuts.
Thanks, Sean. That's Capital Insider. Email your questions to news@kgou.org or send us a question on Twitter @KGOU News. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.